From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Time for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am Stephen Roy, inspired to give you a great show today. It is October 5th, 2024. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. We are going to rumble. We're going to rumble on the video. We're going to play some good new music for ya. And so much more on this Stephen Roy Show. But first, we got to talk to you about some stuff that highly upsets me. So for that, we are going to do the Rumble video. And it will rumble. So welcome. I'm glad you're here with me on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Do enjoy bringing it to you each and every week on Radio Free Dish Nuts and the Game Bird server. Thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible. And thanks to Dishnut Pat and all the Dishnuts for broadcasting this show on Radio Free Dishnuts, where we've been for over 20 years. Has to be over 20 years now. Worked in the yard today. It was warm, but not that hot. So, of course, I'm dehydrated again. Seems like I drink a lot of fluids all the time. So let's go ahead and rumble. I'm ready to rumble. Can you imagine a guy gets paid $10,000 every time somebody says the catchphrase that I won't say? It's ridiculous. All right, let me take these headphones off. And then we will rumble so I can say what I feel. Here we go. I'm going to get myself set in the chair this time first. Okay. So welcome to the Rumble for October 5th, 2024. This is the Stephen Roy Rumble. Yes, I am he, Stephen Roy. Yes, that is my real name. You'd be amazed to know that. Welcome to all the new listeners and viewers. Had more viewers than ever. Well, I don't know about than ever, but then more than usual last week on the Rumble. It might have been, from my crazy face that I made. I changed the picture on my ex profile to and they haven't approved it yet. I haven't got my blue check back. No wonder I haven't been able to sleep. So join me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. Speaking of X, there are some crazy ass things happening in Western North Carolina. You know, I wanted to text my cousin, but I didn't. I need to have a texter in over a week. No, it hasn't been quite a week. I think it was Sunday last weekend. So it hasn't been quite a week, but I do need to text her. Find out what's going on in Western North Carolina. I want to talk to you for a minute about that and how I'm connected to that. And then I'm going to rant about it. I mean, I'm going to have to because it's disgusting. It makes me sick. I mean, it literally makes me sick. It gives me anxiety. It just makes me ill. It makes me cry thinking about the thousands that have lost their lives in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee. And let me tell you why. My dad's brother met a girl in the mountains of North Carolina, okay? Met a mountain girl and married her. And then they spent the rest of their lives, majority of the rest of their lives, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Western North Carolina. The same area that's been effing hammered by Hurricane Helene. Now, I'm not going to get into all these conspiracy theories about why the hurricane went there. I'm not going to go there. There's no proof of any of that. So let's not talk about that. However, there's lots of proof that there's enough BS happening there now. So my uncle lived in Morganton, which is between Charlotte and Hickory, right in that area that got hammered. Now my family's okay, thank God, thank you Jesus, that my family's okay. But they lost power Friday, a week ago. Today's the 5th, so towards the end of September when the hurricane hit, they lost power. As far as I know, they've had no power ever since. Now my cousins have a well on their property, and their property sits kind of high above the area, so I'm sure they were okay for flooding. And the area around their home is cleared, so I'm sure they were okay, but still hurricane. Still, I can't imagine going through that. And they have a full basement, so that's maybe where they rode it out. Now, I spent a lot of time growing up in North Carolina. Spent a lot of time northeast of Atlanta in Winder. Yes, the same Winder that had the school shooting. And in fact, my cousin was there at those press conferences that you saw from Winder on TV. My cousin was there. He was there. And he's probably a police sergeant now. Might even be a lieutenant or captain for all I know. Last I heard, he was a Winder Barrow County, a Barrow County a sheriff, deputy sheriff, sergeant of the deputy sheriffs. So that's why he's there at the press conferences. May even be higher now, I don't know. I haven't been there since 2017 and I need to go. In fact, my cousin said, my kids are going to be in college by the time you come back again. Well, I went there in 2015 and 17, but I haven't been back. I need to go. No doubt about it. My family in Georgia's okay. So I'm connected to Winder, Georgia, when that terrible thing happened. And I'm connected to Western North Carolina, because that's where my family lives. All first cousins. So I have 4 first cousins there. 4 children of my uncle. They are my first cousins. And then, of course, their kids would be my second cousins. So I do have a connection to them. And that's why I worried about them. And that's why I'm connected to the area. Because I spent a lot of time there growing up. Spent a lot of time there exploring the area. I've been to Asheville. I've been to Biltmore House. My cousins and I used to drive the... I don't know, what is it called? The Blue Ridge Parkway up through that area. My cousin for many years worked in Boone, North Carolina, which is a mountain community that I'm sure has been absolutely devastated. So I am very connected to that area. And that's why it makes me so ill what's happening there now. Am I surprised that our incompetent government is doing nothing? They're doing worse than nothing. In Western North Carolina, they're doing everything they can to make sure people suffer. Now, why? I think there's 2 reasons why they are making people in Western North Carolina suffer. Did you see cackling Cammy get on TV?
Well, we're happy to give the people in Maui, the people in Eastern Tennessee, the people in Western North Carolina $750.
Now I told you about the count of that criminal illegal alien who crossed the border into the United States and got a $2,000 gift card 4 times in a month. $8,000, right? They get free cell phones, free food, free housing, free transportation anywhere they want to go. I reported on a previous show. 1 in 10 pieces of identification, right? You come across the border, you say, I'm John Doe. They do a biometric scan and they give you a piece of paper. You can go anywhere you want to in the United States for free. They give you a $2,000 gift card. And yet the people of Western North Carolina are only getting $750 that they can apply for. Oh, you're not handing $750. It's worse than that. People that try to take aid in helicopters, in their own personal helicopters, are being threatened by FEMA. It's worse than that. people report going around and seeing skeletons in trees, right? Dead bodies in trees. They think, wow, is that a Halloween decoration? No, it's human bodies in trees. Thousands of people have died. Thousands. So that's reason number one. The government does not want you to do anything to communicate to the outside world. Elon Musk has sent thousands of Starlink terminals to Western North Carolina. They can go to churches, anywhere where there's power. You have a generator, you can get online. People are getting 30-day free subscriptions to Starlink. All it is a little square antenna you can put up. I think you have to face the southern sky. Bam! You have good internet. I know it's good internet because I've talked to people here in rural West Texas that have the service, and they say it's very good. Remember the one gentleman I told you about I heard on the radio? He travels all over Texas. He's semi-retired, so he still works. When his wife died, he sold his house, sold all of his toys. He had a big house, sold all of his toys, all of his cars, and he bought a nice truck and a trailer. So he travels around Texas, right? Like every couple of weeks, he'll move. So he's basically glamping in this trailer, and he has Starlink. So wherever he ends up for the night, camp temporarily, he puts out his Starlink. He can actually work out of his trailer. So he is working. He's still working out of his trailer with Starlink. So Starlink could run off of a generator, off of a trailer, or off of a semi, or off of a, you know what I'm saying? Anything that has AC power, any generator can run Starlink. Well, FEMA is doing everything they can to stop these from getting to people. So the number one reason they're doing it, they don't want you to get information to the outside world. I heard a report of a church that had a bunch of members just like camping out there at the church, and they had power, and they were able to get messages to the outside world through their own website. So through their website, they were able to get messages to the outside world because they had power and obviously internet. Well, they don't want you to get messages from the outside world. The government's trying to stop that because then you'll find out that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have died in Western North Carolina, probably in East Tennessee, probably in Georgia, probably in Florida, and it's not being reported. Gentleman from Florida, I saw a video from him. FEMA has shut down the local dump where he lives in Pinellas County. FEMA, shut down the dump. They don't want you to dump any debris from the storm there. They don't want you to dump trash. So he went to a transfer station that then takes the trash to the dump eventually. It's more expensive to dump there, but he has a fleet of dump trailers that he rents out to people, right? Or goes and picks up stuff for people. And then you know what the transfer station was closed by FEMA. You know what FEMA told them? Go back and dump it where you got it. So what's happening in Pinellas County, Florida? What's happening? There's piles of trash at the end of people's driveways that FEMA will go and pick up eventually. So there's rats, that's right, vermin, traveling from pile to pile to eat whatever crap they can find. They'll eat dead bodies. Yes, they will. And the same thing can be said of crows and turkey vultures. They will eat anything dead. They will. It just makes me ill to think of that the government is threatening people for taking their private helicopter to bring people aid. So in communities where they have a drop box, right? They have a place in a community where you can drop stuff that can then be given to people that need help. FEMA's going around that app. They're stealing donations because they don't want it to get to people. Which brings me to reason number two. Reason number two, they don't want people to get aid. Because North Carolina will not vote for Cackling Cammy. Western North Carolina will not vote for Tampon Timmy. Why would they want you to live? Why would they want people to live that's not going to vote for them? Ask yourself this. Why is the Kamal invasion bloodbath encouraging the rape and murder of women and children? Why do you think this Slidehouse, why do you think that the leftist hacks in this Slidehouse, see my Trump shirt? Why are they allowing fentanyl to come across this border that has completely replaced heroin in the inner cities? Why are they allowing that to come here? I'll tell you why. They are allowing that to come here to poison hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. So if they've been here 4 years, let's just say it's 100,000 a year for 4 years. That's 400,000 people that have been killed by fentanyl. It's more. Let's just say it's 400,000 people. That's enough people to fill up the Michiganistan, University of Michiganistan stadium 4 times. That's enough to fill the Texas A&M Aggie Stadium 4 times. That's how many people have died from fentanyl alone. Every day I read stories of women and children raped and murdered by illegal aliens, criminals that have been encouraged to come here to the United States. So ask yourself this, who would allow that unless it's intentional? I guarantee you it is intentional. I used to think the replacement theory was crazy talk. There is no way that the United States government would want 100+ million illegal aliens to replace American citizens. And then I realized, they're not getting votes from me. They're not getting votes from American patriots like me. They're not getting votes from Christians and Jews. They're not. So why not just replace them? We'll bring in enough illegal aliens. We'll register them to vote. And yes, they are. You ever heard of the motor voter law? I experienced this in Skankafornia. When you register, when you get your illegal alien driver's license, I'm an American citizen. I was born in Pasadena, California. I have papers to prove it. In fact, the hospital where I was born, I think it was called St. Therese. It's not even there anymore. It was a Catholic hospital in Pasadena. Anywho, illegal aliens can legally get a driver's license in Skankafornia. So guess what happens when you get your driver's license? They register you to vote. And guess what party they're going to register you for? Democrat. That is correct. They have an open primary system. They call it a jungle primary. Almost sounds racist. They have a jungle primary in Skankafornia. Guess why? Because it doesn't matter what party you are in. Because guess who you're going to vote for? You're going to vote for whoever you want. And then the top two people run in the general election. Let me tell you what happened in the Skankafornia primary. Steve Garvey was ahead by 1.2 million votes. And beep, just like that, 1 million votes were flipped, taken from Steve Garvey. His name could be Stephen, like me. 1 million votes were taken from Stephen Garvey and instantly given to Pencil Neck Geek, the shifty one. Can you imagine that? 1 million votes just switched. Who could do that? Joseph Stalin said, it's not who votes that matters. It's who counts the votes that matters. And if you don't think they're going to do fraud election in the 2024 presidential fraud election, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you. Don't know what that is? Look up Forest Hill Bridge and you'll find it for yourself. So let's go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's go to here and then click reply. Beep. So here was my picture from the last show. And I'm sure that's why that my blue check hasn't been approved, because I used this picture. Isn't that funny? It's me. That's really me. It's hilarious. This is not funny. SpaceX engineers are trying to deliver Starlink terminals and supplies to devastated areas in North Carolina right now, and FEMA is both failing to help and won't let others help. This is unconscionable. This from Elon Musk. They just took this video a few hours ago where you can see the level of devastation. Roads, houses, electricity, water supply, and ground internet connections completely destroyed. FEMA wouldn't let them land to deliver critical supplies. My blood is boiling. This from Valentina. Multiple sources on the ground are confirming that there is a blockade. They are stopping aid from getting to Western North Carolina. Elon says, yeah, it's not just SpaceX. They won't let anyone help. Valentina says, let's roll up together. If we get arrested, then we get arrested. Lives are at stake. F their perimeter. And then Dean says, what do we do when laws are wrong? When policemen break the law and there isn't any law, it's just a fight for survival. Who said that? Billy Jack. It's a movie. Colin said, we have seen reports after report all saying the same thing. At first, they decided not to help. Now, they are blocking people from helping. Criminal. You know how they're getting supplies up into the mountains of Western North Carolina? By pack mule. That's right. A pack mule service has teamed with the Louisiana Cajun Navy, and they're taking supplies up into the mountains. You know, a colleague of mine, when he was doing a hurricane restoration work on telecommunications lines after Hurricane Harvey, actually talked to the head dude of the Cajun Navy. And of course, this was after Hurricane Harvey. That was when they really got started. And my colleague was joking with him. He said, so you guys just putting around in your boats? And the Cajun Navy got all angry with him, and he said, well, what are you doing to help? And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, my construction crew is going behind the power company. As the power company restores power and puts back up poles, we go behind them and we run fiber to restring all these telecommunications lines. And they were doing like miles every day. Yeah, and the Cajun Navy guy goes, oh, well, I guess you are doing a lot then. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, which has already started as I started recording this show. Here is a billboard in Butler. Let's see if I can make it bigger so you can see it. It says, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Let's see if you can see it. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. And this over here, you can't see it, but that's President Trump holding his fist up in the air, saying, fight, fight, fight. That's why they love him in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's why the American people love him, because we're not going to stop fighting. Alex Jones says, this is some evil S. Where are all the children going? And this video shows a CIA contractor confronted while moving children through an airport at 5 a.m. We confronted the CIA contractor, the CIA contractor is called MVM, while they were moving alien children from McAllen, Texas. It's just, wow, it's just sick. It's just sick. I don't know, and it's real muckraker. Is the X account if you want to see it. Makes me sick. Here's a great meme that I saw today, so I had to post it for you. I first saw it on another social media. Speaking of which, here's a statistic for you I saw today. Did you know that over 62% of the world's population is on social media? Imagine that. 62% of the world's population is on social media. It's kind of interesting. Here, listen to this. It says, God is not going to rewrite the Bible for your generation. They're not just going to rewrite it for your generation. Stop trying to change Scripture when it's written to change you. Read that. God is not going to rewrite the Bible for your generation. Stop trying to change Scripture when it was written to change you. It was written to change you. It's changed me. Oh, I'm a sinner. If you've watched this show before or listened to the podcast, you know I'm not all good. I'm not. I'm a failed Christian because I'm a sinner. But you know what? I'm still forgiven. I can still try to be good, right? I still worship Jesus Christ. I do. And it wasn't until I went back to church that I experienced the joy. I experienced what true happiness is. Because you know what? Almost my entire life. I mean, I had a wonderful childhood. But almost my entire adult life, I was always looking for something better. I was looking for a better place to live, a better job, a better relationship. And guess what? I learned that all those things come from God. They don't come from how much money you have in the bank. They don't come from how many fancy cars you got. How many athletes, how many musicians, how many celebrities, actors have you seen go completely bankrupt? Do you know that 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt? That's right, 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt. Why? Because they're not happy. So after buying things don't make you happy anymore, after you have all this stuff and you're still not happy, guess why? Your happiness does not come from stuff. It can only come from God. Did you know that Ivanka Trump quietly delivered 300 Starlink terminals to North Carolina? That's right. She arrived in a jet and she delivered 300 Starlink terminals to North Carolina. Forget about all the selfies and recognition. Just do the deed with intention, not attention. That's the part Proud Army Brat posted that. So imagine that. Forget all the selfies and recognition. Just do the deed with intention, not attention. You know, when I do this show every week, my goal is to reach one person. If I can change the life of one person by doing this Rumble, if I can change the lives of one person, the life of one person, if that's changed by doing the podcast, then it's worth it. It's worth it to me. Now, I know many more people than one person watch this Rumble, listen to this podcast. So if I can make a difference in their lives, that's all that matters to me. Now, here's a line of helicopters. Americans with their own helicopters are flying rescue missions to save Americans in North Carolina. Meanwhile, Bribin is at the beach and Cackling Cammy is rehearsing for her next fake interview. That's from the Hodge twins, and they are correct. Very correct. Here's a great video. I posted a lot of these great videos on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Check it out. The real truth about Cackle and Cammy's response to the hurricane, to Hurricane Helene, is what the media will not report. This woman reports, "I'm just down the mountain from Asheville. It's about an hour that way, and they are not okay. This whole time, it's been the regular everyday citizens, civilians, that are saving each other. Every private, every helicopter I've seen has been privately owned. It has been a citizen, a civilian, that has been going. I've seen maybe 3 or 4 military Blackhawks, anything like that, and now FEMA's there, and they're not helping. They've actually stopped citizens from being able to help each other anymore. They're coming in and stealing donations. And it's insane. It's so insane. People are dying, and without helicopters, you're not going to get them. And they're not getting help. If any of my videos get watched, please let it be this one. That's right. That's exactly what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening. Any military helicopters that are there in Western North Carolina are hauling out bodies. Heard of one small town that had 1,000 body bags? They're already filled. There's more than 1,000 dead in that one small town. Thousands, tens of thousands have died in Western North Carolina. They're missing. They're dead or missing. There's a reason why the military is hauling out all the dead bodies. There's a reason. They're commandeering hospitals. They are taking over entire... I posted a video of a woman who saw it herself. Watch it on my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio, if you don't believe me. They are taking over entire hospitals and making it a morgue. Did you see the opening? Did you see the opening episode of The Walking Dead? Watch it. Because that's what's happening in Western North Carolina. They took over an entire hospital. They're using it as a morgue. Military helicopters are not helping people. They're hauling out the dead. Why? Because they don't want you to know that tens of thousands of people have died in Eastern Tennessee, in Western North Carolina, in Georgia, in the Big Bend of Florida. People have died. And they don't want you to know, oh, it's not 200. It's not 500. It's not 1,000. It's tens of thousands, let's just say murdered in Western North Carolina because they're not allowed to get help. Now imagine, if you're diabetic and you don't have food and you don't have your medicine, you die. People are dying in the Southeast and the government is doing nothing. They have an entire divisions of Marines at Camp Lejeune. They could go help. Oh, they are not, because they will not allow them to help. I've heard reports from military units all over the Southeast. Well, we want to go help, but they won't let us. They've ordered us not to help. There's only one reason you refuse to help people. There's only one reason you stop information from getting out. There's only one reason you stop people from getting help. Because you do not give a rat's ass about Americans. You want them to die. Can you imagine that you could ever say that in my lifetime? I'm 58 years old. I can't imagine. Well, that's it for my rumble for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are protected and stay safe. Let me pray for you. Please, Lord, please protect the people of North Carolina, of Georgia, of Florida, of Tennessee. Please save those who have died. Please save those who are dying and need help. Please save those people that are trying to help others. Please protect everyone within the sound of my voice, wherever they are, anywhere in this nation and throughout the world. Protect them all, my Lord. Protect the IDF. Protect the people of Israel and help them get through this terrible time. And please, please, God, please bring your wrath against the evil people that would want to hurt others in this country, in Israel, and anywhere else in this wicked world. We know you are there to help us, God. We ask for all these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. That's going to do it for me. Thank you for watching this week. Have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Let's go ahead and play some good music for you. I'm going to start with one that I've got online that's awesome, as long as the interweb lets me play it. Let me turn this down here, and I'm going to try to turn this up. And I'm going to try to play it for you. Let's see if it plays. It's a great song. Wonderful song from Leanne Crawford. How can you not? If it
plays. I see the sunrise in the morning and a million stars at night. I hear the birds, they can't stop singing hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down, and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? I see the sunset and I wonder if he paints it just for me. Nobody else could make a world so beautiful. How could I question his love when it's everywhere I go? Wherever I look, I find another miracle. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? Everything is evidence showing me that you exist. All creation singing hallelujah. Everything is evidence showing me that you exist. All creation singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every
XP sucks.
Drinking coffee every day didn't work for me.
I bet it didn't. It is for me. Here's Brett Young on the Stephen Roy Show.
And on the mound for Ole Miss is a true freshman, Brett Young. So a tough assignment for a young buck here.
Well, he's looked very sharp in outings. Now, you know, he's worked early and looked sharp early tonight. He's got his opportunity as a starter.
I wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch your eye and catch your name, and catch a spark and start a flame. The way you're smiling, I can't help myself. Girl, you got me trying to catch my breath. You got me trying to catch my breath. trying to feel this. I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing, catch a cab back to my place. But then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch your eye, catch your name, catch your spark and start a flame. The way you smile and I can't help myself. Girl, you got me trying to catch my breath. Oh, you got me trying to catch my breath. Yeah. Ooh, you got me trying to catch my breath. Oh, you got me trying to catch my breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Machine recording artist, Brett Young.
How you guys feeling tonight?
Oh my God, no way!
Oh my God, RFD!
crazy for leaving all I ever knew. My mind was hazy to leave it all and follow you. All I know is I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't come rescue me. It's amazing how it's not too good to be true. I got a peace past understanding when my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got a lighthouse on the horizon when I feel like a flood is rising. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got you,
yeah.
I know I got
you, yeah.
I know I got
you, yeah.
I know I got, I know, I know, I know. These days are crazy, but I don't have to be afraid. And I believe it, even if I don't see it, cause you've always made a way. I got a peace past understanding when my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got a lighthouse on the horizon when I feel like a flood is rising. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. Everything, everything, everything is in your NASCAR hands. Doesn't matter what may come, I know that. Everything, everything, everything is gonna be okay. Gonna be alright, because everything, everything, everything is in your NASCAR hands. Doesn't matter what may come. I got a peace past understanding when my worries overwhelm me. Got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got a lighthouse on my
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I got a feeling deep within my soul, and right now I really need to let you know that each time I've fallen down inside that hole, you came and showed me there's a way to go. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Sell the house and give away the money, yo. At first glance, it might sound funny, but give me a chance, cause we could do anything. I wanna take you on a motorcycle ride through the sugar cane in the countryside. We could take a bullet train to the other side, you and me side by side. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like no is watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah. Baby, I got you, yeah. And you
across the floor, shake me down until the sun comes back around. And even when I'm gone, I'll turn our love into a song, and I will sing it on back to you as I come home. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah, and you got me, yeah.
I got a cross to heal and a deal to grieve. I got a trumpet sound, and more sweet names shake the gaze of hell. Spinning the door, I got my Jesus and the devil gotta run. I got a soul to make the devil go wrong. I got a soul to make the devil be gone. I headphones straight into my heart, 'cause I want you to know what I'm talking about. I've been your solo lover now for quite a while. You've been my heaven sent angel, and you make me smile. I know I'm complicated like a spray painted maze, but I hope we can learn to weather all these days. I'm singing, please don't go breaking my heart. I only have one. I only have one. Don't go breaking. Plug your headphones straight into my heart.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
Go! You mean illegal cable?
Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cornholio! Hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show. I heard the music running. And then I'm just sitting here. It is hour number two. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. And you know what that means. Austin, you know. You're in Western North Carolina. You know what it means. It's the rant-free second hour. So if you have sucky conditions anywhere on this planet and you're listening to the Stephen Roy Show, enjoy the second hour of the Stephen Roy Show. Let's start with some more Michael Franti and the Sound of Sunshine.
1, 2, 3,
I've seen Michael twice in concert, in Reno at a crappy venue, and in Grass Valley at the Veterans Hall. Much, much better. He's awesome. Hope you enjoy him. Let's continue on the Stephen Roy Show.
Say the maybe rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win. And the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back in and where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm.
Sunshine.
God, are a thief.
Then I saw this group with Michael Franti. A woman who plays the violin was plucking just like this. Flobots!
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
Look at me, look at me. Hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control. And I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores. And I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want. Cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive. In such a small world, I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business. And I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance. Cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison, just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack.
Man's cake.
You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull
got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wheel. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Dedicated to Cackling Cammy, cause you talk too much.
You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much.
Hey, you over there, I know about your kind.
You're like the independent
network
news on Channel 9.
Everywhere that you go,
no matter where you are at,
I said you talk about this
and you talk about that. When the cat took your tongue,
I say you took it right back.
Your mouth is so big,
one bite could kill a Big Mac.
You talk too much.
Never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
You talk about people
you don't even know,
and you talk about places
you never go.
You talk about your girl
from head to toe.
I said your mouth's moving fast
and your brain's moving slow.
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
You're the instigator,
the orator of the town.
You're the worst when you converse,
just a
big mouth
clown.
Has anyone ever told you
that talk is cheap?
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never
shut up. Talking is the one thing
that you can do best.
You told the cavity creeps
to watch out for Crest.
You never have the story
right and exact,
and then you always try to bore me
with your yakety yak.
You talk too much,
and then you never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never
shut up. Every day you are out fighting someone in the street,
and you're always fighting someone.
You talk too much.
a nagging wife.
You talk too much,
then you never shut up.
He said you talk too much.
Oh boy, you never shut up. Garbage talk.
Why don't you find a short pier?
Then take a long walk.
You talk too much.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He know he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it. Taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more. He's cold product. They move. Smooth who flows, he knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. That it up, that up. You better lose his mouth in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity. Change what you call rage. Tear this man roof off like two dogs.
cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to wanna stay in one spot. Another damn monotony has gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only good option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Unbelievable. you're unbelievable.
Oh my God, RFD!
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Everybody,
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay 'em, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say 'em. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are bust, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still shitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
And cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last relapsed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This f***ing black cloud still follows me around. But it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage.
I'm standing up, I'ma face my demon. I'm manning up, I'ma hold my ground. I've had enough, now I'm so fed up. Time to put my life back together right now.
My decision to get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer. But they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef flingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to be solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm feeling get a good feeling, yeah.
winter came and the sky fall to only bring the rain. I sat in darkness, all broken hearted. I couldn't find a day, I didn't feel alone. I never meant to cry, started losing hope. But somehow, baby, you broke through and saved me. You're an angel, tell me you're never leaving. Cause you're the first thing I know I can believe. Nights, you're the riverbank where I was baptized, cleansed from the demons that were killing my freedom. Let me lay you down, give me to ya, get you singing, babe. Hallelujah. We'll be touching heaven. You're an angel, tell me you're never leaving. Cause you're the first thing I know. Can't believe. Kind of church, you're holy.
Lord, bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. We agree. Amen.
chosen generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children.
You knew I never could forget you, girl. You always saw the blue skies past the rain clouds in my eyes. There's music in your laughter from the floor up to the rafters. You're that happy ever after I've been after my whole life. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Celebrated our first year together, and together still feels better than that first night we met. I never dreamed that you could be so perfectly created, girl. He made a perfect angel, and he made you just for me. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. I can't count them on both hands, but honey, look here at this picture. I'd say we're a lucky fam. I'm thankful to be with you. A little house on a little land, a couple kids, two or three.
same old song that we'll always sing. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Oh yeah. Always take time to count your blessings.